A fool I may be, Stark, yet I'm still here, while your brother has been mouldering in his frozen grave for some 14 years now. If you are so eager to moulder beside him, far be it from me to dissuade you. But I would rather not be included in the party, thank you very much. You would be the last man I would willingly include in any party, Lord Baelish. You wound me deeply. Littlefinger placed a hand over his heart. For my part, I've always found you Starks a tiresome lot, but Cat seems to have become attached to you, for reasons I cannot comprehend. I shall try to keep you alive for her sake. A fool's task, admittedly, but I could never refuse your wife anything. I told Petar our suspicions about John Aaron's death, Catelyn said. He has promised to help you find the truth. That was not news that Eddard Stark welcomed, but it was true enough that they needed help, and Littlefinger had been almost a brother to Cat once. It would not be the first time that Ned had been forced to make common cause with a man he despised. Very well, he said, thrusting the dagger into his belt. You spoke of Varys. Does the eunuch know all of it? Not from my lips, Catelyn said. You did not wed a fool, Eddard Stark, but Varys has ways of learning things that no man could know. He has some dark art, Ned, I swear it. He has spies. That is well known, Ned said dismissively.